Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast on the iHeart app, posted shortly after 4 o'clock, and there's just 2 days left of Ken. Second to last day before Ken disappears.
Goes away.
And we continue the celebration of Ken's existence. We've got several farewell messages.
We do again today.
Yes. Yes. Actually, I have a
back. Anybody I know?
Yes. You know all these people, and they still were willing to give a farewell message.
What'd you pay them?
Which shows that how big they are.
Who and, are they? These are deep fakes?
And then we have a couple of old clips to play too today.
I got to leave something for tomorrow.
We've got plenty for tomorrow too.
Okay. All right. I don't really trust you in charge. It just doesn't make sense because you're not good at that.
No, I'm not.
He's done a very good job, Ken, I must say.
It's lucky to have him in the chair remembering to be here for the show. Well, rolling his chair down the hallway like an old guy in a home.
I'm trying to grow.
I'm trying to mature.
Reach my full potential.
Right. Well, I clicked today the Facebook. It's already the John Cobalt show. Oh, there you go. I'm already gone. I've been decapitated. Yeah, to the John Cobalt Facebook page.
No kidding. It wasn't supposed to happen yet.
I've already been offed.
Well, that was a little premature, but what are you going to do?
All right. Well, let's start with a really, really important story. As you know, they're in Dubai at the latest climate conference. And the question is, did John Kerry, our climate envoy to the world, former Secretary of State, presidential candidate, United States Senator from Massachusetts, did he or did he not emit a fart while speaking in Dubai?
I think he blew a big one. And I think it's very clear on the recording.
He was telling the audience that the climate crisis and the health crisis are one and the same. Well, I'm talking about some study that states coal doubles the number of deaths compared to other types of pollutions. When a squeak could be heard. Well, we have some audio.
I wouldn't describe it as a squeak.
Well, that's how the Daily Mail put it, called it a squeak.
I thought it was more of a lower
roar.
Pitch. No, kind of just kind of a muffled like that. But let's play it.
I find myself getting more and more militant because I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that the climate crisis and the health crisis are one and the same.
It's like a little trumpet sound.
Yeah.
I heard it there, yeah.
Can you isolate that?
A little.
Right. All right, he's going to shorten.
He's 79 years old, so yeah, keep that in mind.
Things are getting leaky.
Daily basis.
So what could be the possible explanations for that?
Daily basis.
It's kind of like, it's like a comma.
Could it be the chair? People always say that. My chair squeaks.
There was a woman sitting next to him from CNN. And she very demurely covered her mouth.
She covers her mouth. Yeah, I saw that.
Her eyes bugged out a little bit. Like, oh. That's
her name is Becky Anderson, managing editor of CNN Abu Dhabi.
Daily basis.
Now think of the irony. This is a climate conference. Farts do contain methane.
Methane,
don't they?
Right.
He emitted at the biggest event in the world about climate trouble.
And methane lasts like 80 times longer than carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Oh, and 79-year-old methane. 79,
that's really old methane.
Daily basis.
I think he's just playing an instrument. He wanted to accentuate his.
You know what? And I wouldn't have even been sure that that's what happened, except when I saw the clip of the CNN woman next to him, and she looks.
She
a
does
startled.
Cover her mouth. Yeah, that's right. Just in case
she didn't want to breathe.
She's got her left hand over a cheek in her mouth as she looks at Kerry. Oh my word! Hope that goes in the other direction.
Did you just do that? There's your climate envoy.
And I'm watching the video right now. She turns and kind of, and then she covers her hand to her mouth like, oh no.
Daily basis.
What is wrong with us?
That's unbecoming.
Yeah, that's one of the last things I wanted to do on the show. Examine as to whether or not John Kerry farted.
This is how you're going out.
At a climate conference. This is how I'm going out.
This is what you worked all your life for.
He did have something to say about what we brought up yesterday. Remember we mentioned yesterday that the president of this climate conference, who's like a big guy with the oil company in that part of the world. Yeah, Sultan, Chief Sultan Al-Jaber, or Jabir.
Jabir, yes.
Right.
He told everybody that there's no scientific evidence that there's global warming being caused by carbon dioxide emissions.
Kerry said, well, that's not the way to put it. All we want to do is stay below that 1.5 increase that they're worried about, Celsius. And it says we just have to make our decisions. Does this advance the 1.5 degrees, or is it going to do more destructive and take us in the wrong direction? Saying it's not necessarily about ending fossil fuels, but it's about how to limit their growth.
You can't. That's impossible. New York Times had a story today that global fossil fuel emissions are rising. Gas, oil,
Bump.
And oil, gas, and coal. Emissions rose by 1% in 2023.
Boys love fart jokes. Never ends.
Well, he was sitting on it, so it kind of muffled.
Yeah, exactly.
Deborah, if you had no comment on this.
No.
Being a girl?
Yeah. I'm a lady. I don't fart.
Vegans fart a lot.
Yeah, this guy's the head of the state-run Abu Dhabi National Oil Company.
Yeah,
so it would be expected he wouldn't want to do anything with fossil fuels to decrease their use. So
he blew the cover off this whole thing. This is just a global scam, and there's a lot of people profiting from it. And he finally told the truth, and he had to tell the truth because he runs an enormous oil company. So he'd had enough of this stuff. And what's funny is that nobody wants to host next year's conference.
Is that right? Is it every year?
Yes, it's every year because this is COP 28, and the first one was in 1997.
The last one I remember is the Paris Climate Accord, so that's years ago, though. Yeah, Obama was president then, so.
They have one every year, but.
Trump ignored them, right?
Every number of years, they try to unleash their statement, right?
Okay.
It's like a new five-year plan or a 10-year plan, whatever. So apparently no country wants to host this, and according to their rules, then by default, it would go to Germany. And by default, this year's president would be next year's president. So this guy would be back running the conference.
Oh, he'd be around again.
Yeah, that's right. But they've kind of hit a cul-de-sac. Nobody's cooperating.
That's the first time that I think you've used that analogy on the show. They hit a cul-de-sac.
It is. It's
immediately do a U-turn.
Because the countries that need to cooperate, such as China and India, refuse to.
All right, we got more coming up. We're going to go back to the cow farts. Interesting story in the El Segundo Times about what they're trying to do with the cow manure on the dairy farms. Mm-hmm. In California, they call it digesters. It's a way of trying to converting them into energy. But it's a problem, say the environmentalists. It's interesting how we run into this. Remember with the solar and the wind? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they put them offshore. They put them out there in the desert, and it's killing plants and animals. And offshore, they think it might be affecting whales. Well, here's another aspect of that in which the environmentalists, some of them, don't like this idea of these digesters, which collect the cow manure. We'll get into that when we return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And a special...
Excuse me.
Special farewell message coming up after the commercial break. Yes?
And you know what? I posted a picture of Ken and I, you know, in honor of his second to last day. Ken hasn't responded to my text, but people think that it's a recent picture of us in masks. So I just want to say no, this was taken many years ago.
It can't be more than three or four.
Okay, 3 or 4 years ago. It's a memory. It's an honor of Ken leaving.
Just ignore people.
They're upset over the masks
yes,
and the photos.
I'm they getting think all these comments, yes.
Mask holes.
Exactly.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And yet another farewell message for Ken.
So Ken, after 36 years, your marriage is done. And you are leaving, and I know at KFI we're no longer going to hear welcome back to the John and Ken show. And frankly, it's a big, big hit to KFI. Obviously, you've been a huge part, not only of the radio station, but of talk shows in general across the country. I mean, everybody knows who you are. And even though I hate to say this, because that's just not the way I roll, you actually are going to be missed. And it's kind of a nice feeling to end a career the way you're doing it, leaving at the high end of your career. So good luck to you, not that you need it, in the future. And I'm sure we'll run into each other again, but although probably not.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Bill Handel.
Oh, Bill Handel. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's been another end of the drive equation here at KFI for 30 years too, right?
That's right. Man, yeah. it's been a successful combination.
It is true. I have not seen him in a long time. Obviously, the pandemic, nobody's been at the station. So, and even before that, because he was the morning and we were the afternoon, I would only run into him occasionally in the hallway. But that's very nice of him to say.
It is very nice.
I'm sure there'll be a message for you when your time comes to retire from.
No.
He'll be in a coffin when that happens. He won't hear it.
Yeah, well, John will die before the mic. These are the questions I keep getting, which is often happens when I tell people, oh, yeah, I'm taking a vacation time. What's going to happen to the show? What do you mean? What's going to happen to the show? John will do the show alone. He'll be a substitute host. It's really hard to figure out. But people look at me with such concern. What happens then? Huh? And the same thing's happening now.
Right.
What's going to happen with John? Is John retiring too? Yeah, we're a couple. We're going to go off and live together on a commune. No, I give him the same answer. He will die behind the mic. He has no desire.
And probably die after Handel. So I'm not going to get a...
He's a couple years older. Right?
Yeah, I'm not going to get a farewell message from him.
You don't know. I think he's a diehard, too. He may die behind the mic. So we'll see what happens between the two of you.
That's the final challenge here. Who's going to outlive the other?
John's whole outlook on this was summed up by a story he told years ago when he went to a country club. He used to play tennis there or something. I don't remember. But and you would see the people in the death room, as you called it. There were retirees who apparently went to the club and sat in a room where they played cards or something.
They played cards. Yeah, the waiting to die room.
Wait, that's it. The waiting to die room. That's how we felt about retirement. And all we do is sit in rooms playing cards waiting to die.
That's what I saw.
Oh, look, Joe just keeled over. Okay. There's an opening.
It freaked me out. Actually, it did really scare me, and I could never get that image out of my head. I figure as long as I show up for work, I won't end up in that room playing cards with other guys who are...
Because of your father-in-law situation, you were subjected to other places where people are older.
And too.
He was put in some kind of home, as I recall.
I was in too many nursing homes for my mom and my dad and my father-in-law, and it's like, no, I'm not taking that route either. So I figure if I keep coming to the studio, they can't get me.
That's right. And if you die before you get in that condition, I guess that's how you want it, right?
Right. And Deborah and
until
I will...
Until you're farting like John Kerry.
Deborah and I both promise we'll come and visit you.
Yes.
And when I'm in the home?
Yes. Deborah will knit a blanket for you to drape across your lap. And
it'll be leopard, of course.
And I'll push you around in the chair. And
I'm not that much older than you. Do you really think you're going to be in that better shape? If we live to 100.
Well, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, thank Bill Handel for the tribute. That's nice. Because I was trying to guess who you might round up. I did not have him on the list. Okay. Right, it was a short list.
I thought it was heartfelt.
I think he really meant it. I believe he did. All right. So we're talking about the climate change conference in Dubai. And an associated story, and this is going back years on the John and Ken show. There's a politician we call Calfart Lara. He is now. Where is he now?
He's the insurance
commissioner. Ricardo Lara.
Yeah,
right?
He's ruining the insurance industry.
He was like a state senator from Long Beach, and now he's the insurance commissioner. But he was squawking years ago about what are we going to do when it comes to climate change? Well, not about the cars, but about the dairy farms and the cow farts and the cow belches. So one of the ideas that they came up with is what they call a digester. California is actually the country's leading dairy producing state. I just had this conversation with someone not too long ago when they thought Wisconsin was. But we're just a bigger state. 1.7 million milk cows, which belt and excrete copious amounts of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, says the Times, capable of warming the atmosphere 80 times more than carbon dioxide.
That's what Kerry...
Over a 20-year period.
That's what John Kerry blew out at the conference.
He just melted the conference.
80 times more powerful.
Oh... So instead of allowing the methane from the cattle waste, their poop, to escape into the atmosphere, these digesters, they're called. That's a terrible name, too, right? Because you think about digesting food. They harvest the gas from the manure so it can be used to fuel heavy-duty trucks, generate electricity, or supply gas furnaces and stoves. So how about that? The next time you turn on your gas stove in the kitchen, it may have come from from cow poop.
Right from the cow, straight to your stove.
All right, we'll continue this story when we come back because the flip side of it is they're doing this on dairy farms. Many in the dairy industry in the state believe it is a good answer to capture the methane from the cow poop and the cow urine. But here come the environmentalists claiming that the residents are being harmed. Residents anywhere near these farms are being harmed by this method of collecting this stuff. We'll tell you what that argument is. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand. From KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken, on demand. And next segment, you are going to hear a short montage of one of the greatest stories that we covered over the last 30 years. You'll want to hear it, so make sure you're here. A montage of a spectacular story that we covered.
You had to take a swipe at Handel. Left me a nice message, and you just said, listen to me during the Handel show. Listen to Christmas music.
Well, he didn't leave me the message. He left you the message. You can be nice.
Well, he kind of said good things about the show. Kind of Johnny Ken.
It was nothing about me, though, specifically. So I'm not obligated.
What a selfish one you are. Right to the last day.
Just figured tomorrow. That out.
So I'm looking at a picture in the El Segundo Times. Water and cow manure flow through a feeding pen and into a grating. It leads to a covered lagoon that's used to capture methane. That's funny because whoever took this picture for the Times, one of the cows actually turned his head and is staring at him. Hey, what are you doing there? Huh? That's disgusting.
Hey, you're looking
Don't stand
at me.
Near that. It is a disgusting picture. It looks all swampy and there's like, I guess some of the poop got trapped on the top of the grates. You can see the poop strung out there.
It's disgusting.
So the reason we're talking about this is apparently that's what they're doing in a number of the dairy farms in California because of the panic over climate emissions. And they come up with the idea of a digester. And basically what they do is they root the pee and the poop and all the waste into these grates, down into a lagoon, and then they somehow convert it into energy. The dairy industry says that they can achieve 22% of their needed emission reductions with this kind of technology. However, here come the environmentalists. They think that these pools of methane trapping spew lung-damaging pollution into local communities. And it's giving people things like asthma and other problems. What? Massive dairy farms are already among the largest polluters in the San Joaquin Valley. But residents worry that these digesters will make it even worse. And what we're talking about, according to this story, because there's some contention over just how dangerous it is, we're talking about like ammonia that apparently is one of the contaminants that could come from ammonia concentrations are very high. Ammonia vapor, which combined with vehicle exhaust and smokestack emissions to form fine particulate matter, oh, good old FPM. Oh. When inhaled, the debris travels deep into your lungs, into your bloodstream, and it can cause swelling and scarring.
You know what? What I've noticed now with these global warming technologies that they're trying to exploit, or these new green energy ideas, that you only please some of the environmentalists, and then you offend another group of these.
Yeah, that's what
jobs.
I said with the solar and the offshore wind. There's these matches now going between those who want to defend the plant and the wildlife and those who want to do the alternative energy sources, or they want to cut back on methane pollution in this case.
In Jersey, it looks like the offshore wind platforms that they're trying to build, just trying to build them and test out whether this system works, kills whales. It like screws with the whale's ability to send their sonar messages to each other.
Yeah.
So there's a whole fight between two different groups of environmentalists, the pro-wind and the pro-whale.
Hmm. Well, I mean, they talked to some people in these towns in the San Joaquin Valley near these dairy farms, and they're claiming that they do have health problems. One guy says he developed asthma and sleep apnea.
Then move.
Yeah, maybe it is time to move.
You got to move. If you don't want to put up with the bad air from the industry that probably pays his, makes his living from, what the solution to this is, and that's what these environmentalists really are getting at, is we have to stop existing. We should not be eating meat and we should not be drinking milk.
Yeah, no dairy.
Yeah. That's what they're really after. And increasingly, I find, because everything is getting more radicalized and more extreme, and I'm starting to see now that some of these activists, some of these environmental groups are now broaching that idea that maybe we shouldn't be here since we are not only driving the cars and burning the gas and the oil, but why are we eating all this meat and why are we drinking all this milk? And it's like, I guess I should just kill myself. Yes, that's right. You should just kill yourself.
It's the subject of many movies I've seen in the past few years. There's some villain who decides the only way to save the planet is to, like, off half the population.
Right.
The Avengers movie, the guy just makes you go, whoop, ding, you disappear. Half the population just disappeared.
Right. And that solves all the environmental problems because they hold the Earth above the human race living on the Earth. So we are the enemy of the Earth. Therefore, we have to be offed.
Yeah, I know. My feeling is we're a speck. We really are. I think there's just this over. And I think it goes back to this thing that I've mentioned before, that people are just so full of themselves that they think they affect everything in life, including the fate of the planet. It's only up to us to save the world.
No, this is it's a combination of hysteria and greedy scammers. If you can profit off a hysteria, you're going to make millions and millions of dollars. So that's what one group is doing. They're feeding the hysteria because the more people believe that we're about to boil the oceans, the more money they're going to make in government contracts and subsidies.
So the environmentalists in this story go on to say, well, if these digesters, quote, work according to the farms, and it'll give them more and more to do more and more of this, to have even more dairy farms because they think they're taking care of the problem, and we can't allow that. The Times also says, this writer, but ammonia by itself is an issue. At high concentrations, it has the potential to shroud communities in a corrosive haze. It can foster more bacteria growth in waterways, result in large die-offs of fish. Wow. It can alter soil chemistry and hinder the growth of trees and plants. All that from a few dairy farms? I think this is kind of an exaggeration.
It's like a counter hysteria. The original hysteria was the emissions from the cows are going to boil the oceans, right? Now the counter hysteria is there's going to be so much air pollution and death from these manure capturing technologies.
Well, the only answer is kill the cows.
Yep. Well, and if we kill the cows, then there's no more food for us.
Well, these are the dairy cows, so this would be cattle for you.
No more.
They're different.
Well, like,
although we saw that story last year, and I wonder where this is still going to lead, that they started trying to taste the meat of the dairy cows, and someone said, delicious! Remember that story last year?
Yes. Well,
they may be headed that way, because they think after their dairy life is up, they're kind of old and their meat wouldn't be very good, but someone tried it and thought it was buttery.
Yeah, there is a limited amount of dairy cows that are used for beef.
It is, but they think that might change. That's a story I saw last year. I haven't seen anything new.
All right. I'd love to test out the
And the dairies the used to, they use water to flush the cattle waste into these large, uncovered manure lagoons.
Oh, God, we've been doing this for hundreds of years, though. Why don't they shut up? Okay, there's no better way to run the planet than the way we're running it. We got a great farm system. We breed lots of cows. We get lots of milk, lots of cheese, lots of butter, lots of meat, feeds lots of people. Because if we didn't feed all these people, then you'd be carping about, look at all the people who go hungry and are food insecure. It's like, well, what do you want? Which way do you want it? You want to feed the poor, feed the food insecure?
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Or we could all live like Deborah does.
I'm very happy.
And just eat plates of daffodils.
And avocado on the side.
That's right.
A little quinoa and kale.
That's right. When we come back, you got to hear this flashback to the 1990s, the John and Ken Show, one of the most spectacular stories we covered. We'll get to that next.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The next to last show for Ken, and we are celebrating is we're celebrating a radio icon, a legendary voice.
Oh, you're going to say icon? Okay.
Sure, that's what the headline said. Yeah. And so we're going to play some just a few old clips.
I think we were called Radio Master too. Another
Radio Master, yes.
Radio Master is what we are.
Radio Master, Radio Icon, legendary, and this obviously still maybe the biggest story that we ever covered. Take it back to the mid 1990s. We have a montage here. It's just a couple of minutes, but you will hear the day we were on the air live when OJ was getting chased back to his Brentwood house. You'll then hear our reaction right after the OJ verdict. And then we made an appearance outside the OJ civil trial and started yelling at OJ as he came out the door. So just here it goes. We're tracking OJ Simpson going north on the 405 freeway. Al Cowling's driving, Simpson in the back with a gun perhaps, trailed by 14 cops. He's going at about 45 miles an hour. All right, let's go to Steve now in La Tierra car phone.
Hi, yeah, I just had to pull over. The entire freeway was lined with people, with kids coming out, taking pictures. It's very strange. And these people, everybody's excited and seem to be happy. And more video
cameras.
This
is not a farewell tour.
And OJ, if you are listening to the radio, please end this. Turn yourself in and do not kill yourself. Do not hurt anyone. Because this is just very sad.
People
cheering makes it sadder.
Now making a left turn onto Sunset Boulevard.
There's people
in the street waving, jumping in front of moving cars to wave at him as he's going by. If he's going back to his Brentwood house and there's a bunch of people in there, do you let him in there? Do you risk him taking hostages? He's passing some television.
Heading right toward the media horde.
And
they pulled into his driveway, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And now what happens? Somebody has walked over to the driver door.
Oh, wow.
And there seems to be an altercation between a guy who walked up to the door. Two cops have showed up at the scene. Nobody has come out of the car. It's just sitting there with the lights flashing.
There's no logic. There's no reason. There's no rationality. Please, nobody tell me that. This American jury system is something to be proud of. This is disgusting.
What is going to haunt me?
A man got away with double murder.
The Kim Goldman's crying is going to haunt me for a long time. I could hear that crying, sobbing.
She's sobbing, and there's freaks, I guess, outside
cheering and pointing at the LAPD. Well, somebody killed those two people. Who was it then?
Yeah, so who is the murderer?
Show us the evidence in the trail to the real murderers, please.
Somebody else with OJ's DNA, with OJ's genetic imprint, killed Ron and Nicole. Somebody else.
I can see through the window of the stairway,
yes.
OJ and his people are walking downstairs.
Oh, you're right.
From the second floor where the courtroom... Here's OJ. Here he is. Murderer! Murderer! Murderer!
Liar!
Murderer!
Liar!
Murderer! This is so good. This is so cool. Murderer! Oh, I feel great.
He's getting inside the sport utility vehicle.
Murderer!
Dark window with dark glass.
Murderer! Oh, man. Oh, that felt good.
Well, I'm sure he heard you. And I'll bet it really hurt him to hear you say that.
29 years. You think he's still going to find the real killers? Did he say he was going to spend the rest of his life doing that?
He's walking the streets of Las Vegas.
Bent over. We saw that picture a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's kind of hunched over and limping along.
So that was between 1994 and 1996.
There you go. That was it. That was the highlight of our KFI career.
We were nuts.
Were?
No, Deborah, those are the great days.
I know. You guys were amazing. You're still amazing.
We've got more of magic moments coming up next hour.
Magic moments.
Magic moments.
I like that. When we return, got a bit of a stunner. Steve Gregory's coming back on the show, KFI Newsman. The man that's been charged with killing three homeless men around Los Angeles and the follow-home robbery and murder of what turned out to be an L.A. County employee at his home in San Dimas. Apparently, and we wondered why he was driving that brand new BMW, he got $700,000 personal injury payment from Santa Monica. $700,000 he sued following, quote, a 2019 accident. He was run over by a city beach patrol vehicle. And you know that happens from time to time because they don't see people who are kind of deep in the sand or whatever on the beaches.
Oh, I see that. I see those. They're like Jeeps. And they drive really fast over the sand. And I'm always watching them to see if they're going to roll over a guy buried.
Yeah. I go to the beach and I see the tracks, I don't park myself anywhere near that. where the tracks are because they're coming back and forth. The as you said, those beach jeeps.
Yeah,
I don't park my chair or my blanket or anything near there because
those guys don't look.
If you fall asleep, right? Yeah. They may not see you down there.
They're not paying attention. They don't care.
But
if they roll over you, the city has to pay $1 million.
So if he got $700,000, why would he rob a guy in San Dimas? Why would he kill three homeless men?
Yeah, I don't.
He seems to be more. I have a feeling, and I don't know this, but it sounds like he may have been homeless himself, at least at the time he got, quote, run over.
Yeah, maybe he blew all the money. Well, or maybe it's what Steve Gregory said yesterday. It might have been a thrill kill.
I guess. But we were wondering why he had that brand new BMW that he apparently is a registered owner of. That's how they traced him. Well, we'll get the full story from Steve, because there's also some more stuff coming out about this man's criminal record, including an assault with a deadly weapon case in San Bernardino County 5 years ago. And, oh, what do you know? 3 years probation. That's it. That's the old plea deal. So assault with a deadly weapon was apparently pled down to something minor, and he was let free on probation. All right, we'll talk about that next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.